Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Many people say that politics is dirty and that all politicians are corrupt. Well, that is not entirely true. Today on PTIB, I bring to my broadcast table Dave Kessler, who will report on his ministry in the halls of Congress. This report will reveal what God is doing in the American human government that he established around 400 years ago. That government was brought about through the Pilgrims in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Dave will give us also the details on the status of that God-ordained government in our present world. Dave comes to the broadcast table here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing in just a moment. Let me remind you that Dave Kessler was a part of the production on my latest DVD documentary entitled Is the United States in Bible Prophecy? We first went to Plymouth, Massachusetts, where we had Paul Blair give us the story of the Pilgrims and how they brought human government into existence as they had studied the Word of God and applied the principles in the Bible to bring about God's plan for a human government here in the new land of America. And then in this DVD documentary, we go to Washington, D.C., and I bring with us Dave Kessler, who talks about his ministry to the halls of Congress, but also talks about the status of the present human government here in America, and are they still abiding by the principles that were established by the Pilgrims 400 years ago. This is a very important documentary. We answer the question, is the United States in Bible prophecy? But I include another question, or did the Lord bring the United States of America's human government into existence for the purpose of setting the stage for the prophetic scenario found in God's Word to be fulfilled? We're getting great acceptance as many are being able to view this through streaming opportunities that the Lord has given us, but you need to have your own copy of this DVD documentary. It's 2.5 hours long. It would be great for you to purchase this documentary and have your children sit down, your friends, your neighbors, your family members, and study how God brought into existence his plan of directing humankind. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com, go to the Prophecy Bookstore, and make your purchase of Is America in Bible Prophecy? Now, speaking of our government, there's a good friend that I have. He's an evangelist. He is the co-host on a national radio broadcast, Stand in the Gap Today. He's capable of being able not only to reach those down and outers in the street, but all the way up into the United States Congress, United States Senate, with the ministry he has. I'm talking about Dave Kessler. And David, talk to me about your ministry. I know it's Hope Ministries International, but tell me what that consists of and what it's like there on the Hill.
You bet, Dr. Jimmy. It's a delight to be on board. Thank you for having me. Yes, Hope Ministries International is an umbrella ministry that encompasses local church evangelism that we've been involved in for about 36 years. Also, citywide crusade evangelism. We have a massive, actually three massive tents that we can kind of marry up together, do citywide crusades, accommodate about 4,000 people. And then we also have a men's conference ministry, and then we have the ministry that you're referring to on Capitol Hill called Hope to the Hill. And we actually just go in and try to minister one-on-one with members of Congress, those that work inside the executive branch, as well as those in the judicial branch as well. Primarily, though, Dr. Jimmy, our focus is the legislative branch, which is Congress, and God's given us a great inroads there. And I will tell you this, during this COVID time, while a lot of people have shut down, ministries have been lessened instead of increased, I will tell you this, our ministry on Capitol Hill has been going 90 miles an hour plus. We have had greater opportunity to develop and cultivate relationships with members of Congress and Senate than we've ever had before. And during this COVID time, we've seen a number of staffers come to know Jesus Christ as Savior, and they're now being discipled. So this has been prime time for us on Capitol Hill.
Well, praise the Lord for that report. Dave joined me in Washington, D.C. when we were doing the production of my DVD documentary, Is the United States in Bible Prophecy? And David, one of the questions I asked you at that time was, what happened as the Pilgrims arrived there in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and the establishment of self-government? That's the foundation for our government today. And I ask you at that time, and let me just ask the same question, is our government today moving ahead with what was established, the biblically principled establishment of human government, self-government there in Plymouth, Massachusetts? Is that going on today or not?
Dr. Jimmy, we have moved far afield from what took place there in 1620. And I'm not sure what Paul shared because I haven't been able to hear his segment, but I will tell you this. In 1607, the first permanent English settlement came to the shores of what we now call the United States. They settled in Jamestown, Virginia. And then in 1620, with a charter from the King of England, also to settle in Virginia, came the group that we call the Pilgrims, but a storm sent them way north. And I believe God initiated that storm. They ended up not settling in Virginia, but instead in Plymouth, Massachusetts. That means several things. That means the charter given to them by the King of England is no longer valid. So they wrote their own charter before they exited the ships there in Plymouth, and that charter was called the Mayflower Compact. And Dr. Jimmy, in that charter, they stated why they were coming. They said, we're coming, and I quote, for the advancement of the Christian faith. So they were coming, Jimmy, to propagate the gospel in this new world. And that was God's direct and divine intervention to cause that to happen the way it did. Instead of settling in Virginia, settled in Massachusetts. But boy, have we moved far afield from that experiment in self-government since those days. Now, Dr. Jimmy, we're a mere shadow of what the Pilgrims intended.
Should we not then ask the pastors of this nation, and I know you're involved with the American Pastors Network, actually, you're the president of the North Carolina operation for the American Pastors Network. Should we not exhort our pastors to get back to teaching God's word, the principles for human government, and challenge them to help America, at least the members in churches, Christians, get involved in living the way God wants us to live?
We should, Dr. Jimmy. In fact, it's one of the reasons I love and appreciate you so much. You not only teach the scriptures from a prophetic standpoint, but you delve into these issues and you do it in a stellar way. And it's a delight to have you on every 2 weeks on our radio program. But the answer to your question is a resounding yes. The answer to America's ills, I believe, rests in the pulpits of the United States of America. And if men in the pulpit took their responsibility seriously and preached not only the whole counsel of God, but what the scripture has to say about the purpose of civil government, which, by the way, is God's idea, then we'd be well on our way to this thing, I believe, seriously turning around in the United States of America. It's got to start not in the White House. It's got to start in the church house.
Start in the church house. That's an absolute. Let me remind you that Dave Kessler was a part of the production on my latest DVD documentary entitled Is the United States in Bible Prophecy? Well, let's go back to your ministry, Hope to the Hill. You know, everybody talks about how corrupt politicians are, the members of the United States Congress, the senators from the nation's states, and everything's supposedly so bad in the political arena. Give us a good report, a plus report, about those members of Congress, our senators, are their staff people who do know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's not a valley of nobodies or dry bones up there, is it? It's a pretty alive with born-again, Bible-believing leaders of this nation, is it not?
Dr. Jimmy, it is, and this is one of the reasons we take people on tours to D.C. to show them that God is alive and well on Capitol Hill. Most people think it's a God-abandoned city. And I'm not saying there's not corruption and plenty to go around. There always has been. But right now, there are more professing Christians on Capitol Hill than perhaps any time in our nation's history, other than maybe the founding era. And right now, those that are on the Hill that are genuinely born again are aggressively living their faith. And I could start naming names, and I'd leave a good number of them out, so I'll not even start. But I will tell you this. It has been the last 4 years, Dr. Jimmy, a time of unprecedented opportunity that God has given us on Capitol Hill. And the things that have taken place within this current administration, the support for Israel, the support for life, the support of national borders, defensible borders, all of those things, religious liberty, all of the things that have taken place under this current administration is a reflection of tremendous Christian influence, tremendous biblical influence, not only in the Congress, but also in the executive branch. Surrounding our president is a host of committed biblical Christians that are giving him sound biblical advice. And so I will say this, Dr. Jimmy, it's been a time unlike any other in the 20-plus years that we've been involved on Capitol Hill.
Dave, I know you and your family got together for Thanksgiving. My family meeting with us right here, our son coming in from Texas and one of our grandsons coming in from where he's stationed in the Navy in Seattle, having a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I hope and pray you had a blessed Thanksgiving as well. But would this not be something to thank the Lord about, how your ministry's opening up doors for people there on the Hill to have an opportunity to grow daily in the Word of God and then bring others to Jesus Christ? That's something worth thanking God for, isn't it?
Dr. Jimmy, it is, and I think you've worded it about as well as it can be said. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand, our God is alive and well. He has his people strategically located for maximum impact of ministry right now. Washington, D.C. is no exception to that. And right now, we are about two things, Dr. Jimmy, evangelism and discipleship, winning people on Capitol Hill to Jesus Christ and then discipling them in the Word. And we have learned this: if you can touch Capitol Hill, by extension, you literally impact the world because of the influence of those on Capitol Hill, literally around the globe. So these are dark days to be sure, but I will tell you this, the light shines the brightest in the darkness. And right now, I know you'll not hear this on CNN or MSNBC or even Fox News anymore, but God is alive and well in Washington, D.C.
Oh, praise the Lord for that statement. And by the way, folks, do not forget the exhortation there in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Pray for those in higher authority so we will all be able to live a quiet, peaceable, godly life and lead people to Jesus Christ. Dave, thank you so very much. Blessings to your family on this Thanksgiving weekend. And thank you for joining us on the special here on Prophecy Today. I guess I'll see you next Wednesday on the radio.
God bless you, Dr. Jimmy. Always a delight, my friend.
Very important report from Dave Kessler on his ministry in the halls of Congress and what is the status of our government today as it relates back to the establishment of it through the pilgrims some 400 years ago. You know, Dave's report on his ministry in the halls of Congress was very exciting. May I suggest that you can have a ministry in Congress as well? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4 exhorts us to pray for those who are in higher authority. That will allow us to live a peaceful life and to be able to win people to Jesus Christ. Remember that soul winning is what will bring the rapture and take us out of this world into the heavenlies. That's 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. Let me remind you that Dave Kessler was a part of the production on my latest DVD documentary entitled, Is the United States in Bible Prophecy? Go to my website, prophecytoday.com, go to the Prophecy Bookstore, and make your purchase of Is America in Bible Prophecy? I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time as we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.